going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here at FTN Fantasy. I am Chris Meany. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. If you're familiar with my work, probably like, where have you been? Where's all the episodes? A few rankings episodes, but now that the season is officially underway here in less than 24 hours, look for Mean Streets, subscribe on our FTN YouTube page, check out the episodes over at ftnfantasy.com, available on iTunes and Spotify, wherever it is that you listen to your favorite podcast. It's been a busy month. It's been a busy off season, but super excited that we're finally getting underway. By the way, if you are wondering where's all the content, we've been live over at Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio Channel 87 all year long, all off season and throughout the entire football season, Monday to Friday from 1 to 3 Eastern, a rotation of Dane Martinez and Jake Seeley hosting every show myself, but a rotation with those two guys. So you can always go back and listen on demand. We have a futures episode. We have team previews for every team from a fantasy football perspective and a betting perspective as well. If you're stuck with us over at FTN Fantasy, you already have the picks for tonight or for Thursday Night Football and some of my futures. But now that football is here, we're going to be going to 3 episodes per week. We get into October, roughly 5, because I'm a big hockey guy too. Multi-sport show here, but mostly football, especially for these next few weeks as the NFL is finally here. Let's go. There's been a lot of offseason prep. I'm just excited that the season is getting underway Thursday night at Arrowhead, a fantastic matchup as well. But yeah, subscribe on iTunes and Spotify. We will have live shows on Friday talking about my favorite picks and props for the week. And also starting sick, going to answer any questions that you guys have. We'll have waiver wire stuff on Monday. We'll tee up the Thursday night football games always. And we'll tee up the Friday football game in Brazil between the Eagles and the Packers. But today is all about Kansas City and Baltimore. This is a fun game. Man, the NFL does it right. Right? With their week one schedules and kicking things off here. So a rematch of the AFC Conference Championship game last year, a 17-10 win by Kansas City in Baltimore. And you know, if you rode the Chiefs last year throughout the playoffs, you had a few extra bucks, right, in your pocket, because yeah, they were a slight home favorites against Miami at home. We all expected them to beat the Dolphins. You can't play in cold weather, but they were dogs in Buffalo. They were dogs in Baltimore. They were dogs in the Super Bowl against San Francisco, and they just went out and won those football games. So Thursday night football, use the prop shop and the parlay calculator, free tools over at ftnfantasy.com. You see prop shop up at the top of the website. When you click that, you will see the parlay calculator there as well. I'm telling you right now, it's going to save you a lot of time and it's going to save you a lot of cash. And it really is beneficial in terms of props. You get the best possible number from the sports book showing that. You know, again, if you're unfamiliar, for example, sometimes you can type in Isaiah Pacheco over 2.5 catches. You'll see -110, -150, -160, -175. Why wouldn't you take the -110, right? It's like Google search and it pops up there. And I think it's just one of the several amazing tools that we have. That one is free over at ftnfantasy.com. So using it, I see Kansas City, the best possible number, -150. Baltimore at +130 if you want to back them. The total at 47. KC, 3-point favorites here. I'm just going to set this game up and give you a side on where I'm leaning. Props is where I'm at, though, for this game. I don't think you need to bet every game. I get it. It's exciting. You want to. Everybody's in pools. I will share what I am doing in my own pool, but this isn't a game that I'm going to bet. Actually, my favorite bet from this game, apart from props, is probably the under 47. But I, you know, I'll set things up both sides. So for Baltimore, of course, they get Derrick Henry. They lose their DC head coach and now Seattle. They have 3 different players on the offensive line, which could be concerning. Moving forward, we'll see how that plays out with King Henry there. But for Baltimore, this defense is still going to be great. Patrick Queen is a big loss. He's a stud, but they still have all kinds of playmakers defensively. Triple crown winner last year, talking led the league in sacks and takeaways and allowed the fewest points. They were number one in pass DVOA. This was just an awesome defense. And they held Patrick Mahomes in check in that game. They just couldn't do anything offensively. Now for Kansas City, they were awesome last year defensively. They lose Snead to Tennessee, but they still as well have a lot of playmakers, and I think they're better offensively. Last year, you know, they won the Super Bowl again, and it's hard to say that this team is better. Like, they've been awesome for years now. No team has ever won three straight Super Bowls. I don't expect them to win this year, but nobody should be shocked. But they are better offensively. I mean, drafting Xavier Worthy, fastest man ever at the combine, and drafting Hollywood Brown, or signing Hollywood Brown, rather, they've got some speed now, right? They got two speedsters that can blow the top off the defense. At least last year, it was just so much check down stuff. They weren't explosive. They were middle pack offensively. They won because their defense was fantastic. And offensively, it was kind of like, again, just a lot of screen passes to Rice and to Kelce. So they led the league in wide receiver drops, right? The wide receiver room led the league in drops. Just like Kadarius Toney, like, see you later, Sky Moore. All these guys are dropping passes. So no Hollywood in this game, and Xavier Worthy is a rookie. Travis Kelce is healthy, and he's going to play in this game. He did not play in the season opener last year at home against Detroit, which the Lions went in and won that game, a very tight football game. So that's the scene. 17-10 last year. The biggest thing for me last year in watching that game was Baltimore's game plan. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. If you remember, they didn't run the football. And this was a team that ran the football more than anybody last year. They had a league-high 49.9% rush rate, according to our pace tool over at ftmfantasy.com. They led the NFL in rushing. And they didn't run the football in that game. Gus Edwards, I had to go back and look. I remember at the time, like, thinking, what the heck? And I know we talked about it on Mean Streets. Like, why did Gus Edwards have three carries in that game and two in the first half? Flowers had two carries. Justice Hill had three. Lamar Jackson had eight. Just didn't make any sense at all. Travis Kelce dominated that game. He had 11 targets. He caught all of them. And he had a phenomenal playoff run and looked like Kelce was just absolutely done. But he went on to have a really good playoff run. And he was just too tough to handle Kyle Hamilton. It was too tough to stop Travis Kelce. And I would imagine it's going to be tough again to stop Travis Kelce. Again, this game should be really good. I would expect Baltimore to lean on their run game. I don't know what that was last year and try to outthink Spags, but it just didn't work. Derrick Henry's rushing attempt prop is 16.5, and I would expect him to get over 16 rushing attempts in this game. I have the lean to Baltimore. I think in my own pool, I am going to pick Baltimore on the money line. In my own pool, you pick winners and you can pick whatever spread you want. And if you go over, like, you can say, hey, I want Baltimore by 7. If they win by 6, you don't get anything, right? If you get the 10 points for correctly picking the team, but you also can't overbet the spread. So it's kind of unique. You can pick your own spread. I'm going to be a coward and just take Baltimore by 1 point. I think this will be a field goal game. Our NFL betting model has 24-21 for Kansas City. And the one thing I will agree with in that model is the under, right? I think both defenses are still solid despite losing some pieces. I think they're both really good units defensively. And I think, you know, with Derrick Henry, I think they're going to run the football. They're going to lean on him and do what they should have did last year in this game. And, you know, you can say this and laugh about it. And I didn't even really want to say it. It's like, who wants it more? They both want it, right? It's Kansas City at home, the quest for the three-peat. They, of course, want it. Baltimore as well, like the taste of losing, right? I always feel like the quote-unquote rematch does benefit the team that loses. Of course, in football, it's very different because it's X's and O's and new coordinators and just so much goes into it. So it's really tough to sit here and say, oh, I'm just going to pick Baltimore because they wanted more and they lost last year. I heard Harbaugh talk about how, you know, this is just – it doesn't matter the opponent. There's still 16 more games. I say stop it. I say Baltimore is ready for this game. Kansas City lost in this spot last year. So I do have the lean to the Ravens, but I think the under 47 really is the play. I don't expect a 17-10 final. Again, I kind of agree with the 24-21 final that we have, the projected score in our bet model. NFL bet model there over at ftmfantasy.com. But I will kind of go like a 2017 type game. And I will lean. I think there's some value to be had with Baltimore +3. And I would maybe even like alternate spreads, just pay a little bit more and get the 3.5 or get the 4 in case it is a field goal game, a little bit more juice there. If you wanted to go Baltimore 4, like, for example, I'm seeing Baltimore +3 -115 is the best number I'm seeing over at BetMGM. You pay a little bit more and get the 3.5 or the 4 there. I do think that this will be a field goal game. So not really betting it. Lean to the under, picking Baltimore my own pool, but you're here for the props, and let's get after the props, right? Because we're going to have some fun with some props. Again, you don't have to bet every game. We're excited that the NFL season is back, but we're leaning here with Derrick Henry over 63.5 rushing yards at minus 110. Some of these numbers may have changed. Again, use the prop shop. It is your friend. Save you a lot of time and a lot of cash. Our subscribers over at FTM Fantasy have had these since Monday, I do believe. So there has been some line movement here. Put the picks in right away in our Discord. You guys get notified and then put them in the tracker. If you want to sub with us, I mean, the Fantasy Football Plus package is the best. You get all the picks and you get the tools and projections and DVOA statistics. You get Discord. You get all the picks from everybody across all sports. Hockey is coming up around the corner as well. MLB postseason here in October at NBA. But you get absolutely everything in the package, weekly rankings and projections in the tool. So that's the package that I highly recommend. Hit me up at Chris Meany if you have any questions, or meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. So again, they didn't run the football last year. I have the lean to the over 16.5 carries, but I'm going with over 63.5 rushing yards. No, it doesn't matter that that Derrick Henry has more rushing yards against Kansas City than any other team. That stuff doesn't matter. The offensive line, three new linemen, is a slight concern, but 63.5 I think is a low number for what Derrick Henry can do, right? We know that he can pop off a couple long ones and flirt with this number because of him just power driving through people. I still think he has a lot to offer. I really do. I think he has a lot to offer. Last year led the NFL in carries, a down year for him, still had double digit touchdowns, played on a poor offensive line with a rookie quarterback and a team that average like the six fewest points per game. So now he has a two-time reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson, there. And say what you want about Lamar. That's another thing with Lamar Jackson that I could have brought in into this game, is Lamar has shown us just about everything besides winning big football games in the playoffs. He's won big football games in the regular season. Heck, he is 12-2 against the spread as a dog and with nine wins outright. So dude can win some big games, but Mahomes and playoff games, not so much, right? It doesn't really go with my Ravens pick, but, and the Chiefs make you look silly every time you pick against them. But that's where I'm at, and I kind of lean with the Ravens here, but nobody should be shocked in Kansas City, and I get it. If you want the safe play, it's KC, but give me the Ravens and being a little bit different and also feeling like I can go in and make this field goal game and run the football with Derrick Henry over 63.5 rushing yards. Prop shop. Get the best possible number. Isaiah Pacheco, over 2.5 catches here. And I think there's a better number out there at minus 110, the minus 115 I saw from Bet365. So for Isaiah Pacheco, he's basically caught everything that is thrown his way in the 2 years in the NFL. In fact, he's got 57 catches on 63 targets in 2 years. My goodness, that is real good. 44 grabs on 49 targets last year in 14 games. Four grabs in the playoff matchup against the Ravens. But you could see it in the final year of his rookie campaign heading into the playoffs, more involved through the year, and especially in a sophomore campaign. Jerick McKinnon missed a little bit of time, but he was out there in training camp last year running routes and catching passes from Patrick Mahomes as the starter. CEH is not with the squad. Samaje Perine is a really good pass-catching back. I think he should be owned in all fantasy formats, actually. On Thursday, we will talk futures and players that should be owned, and Friday we'll have some picks and some props and start and sit stuff. Well, we can also address some of that. He had 50 grabs last season, which was second in the Broncos. And you look at Jerick McKinnon, who has 13 receiving touchdowns over the last 2 years. He had nine a couple years ago. So Perine will be involved in some third down situations and red zone packages, but still new to the offense. I don't expect him to have a big role here. So without Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy as just a rookie, Isaiah Pacheco over 2.5 grabs. He's had 3+ grabs in 6 of his last 8 games and 10 of his last 14 matchups. So if they decide to take away Kelsey in this game, which they didn't do a really good job of, that will benefit Pacheco to the backfield and Rashee Rice there as well. So over 2.5 catches for Pacheco, minus 115. Derrick Henry over 63.5 rushing yards at minus 110. And I am going with Travis Kelsey here, right? Like, until you prove that you can stop him, he had 11 targets in that playoff game. And he had 11 catches. He had 32 grabs on 37 targets in the 4 playoff games as well. Mentioned no Hollywood, Xavier rookie. I like the over 5.5 grabs for Kelsey. And I actually have the lean to the over 5.5 grabs for Rashee Rice as well. Zay Flowers at 4.5 catches. You know, it is a tough matchup. There's no Snead, still McDuffie, still really good secondary in Kansas City. I don't want to just go off last year, but Zay Flowers had a pretty good game, over 100 yards. He had five grabs. Mark Andrews wasn't healthy, and I do expect Andrews to be the lead target guy in this offense, but Zay Flowers is the go-to wide receiver one on this team. They didn't do a whole lot. They lost OBJ, still have Aguilar. It's a pretty thin wide receiver room. So Zay Flowers at over 4.5 grabs. I expect a couple bubble screens, quick passes over to Flowers. So taking the over 4.5 at -114. As you see, the long shot here is Isaiah Likely. And if you've been following my work, I'm a big Isaiah Likely fan. And I expect him to be more involved this year in the offense. Some two tight end sets, lining him up wide. He is just a mismatch, and you need to find a way to use him. And you can see how good he was when Andrews was sidelined last year. I think he had five touchdowns in his final five games. He even had a touchdown in one of the playoff games as well against the Texans, I do believe. So he is a weapon. He is a freak. And if he was on another team, we would be viewing him as a top five tight end, because he's already showed us that he can be a top five tight end in fantasy when given the opportunity. So I'm in on the touchdown. Again, if you're looking for safe touchdown plays, if that's your jam, Derrick Henry, Travis Kelce, those are two guys that I expect to score. I would say Pacheco finds the end zone, and maybe Andrews, but I've also told you that I don't expect a lot of points in this game. So I am taking a long shot. I think Kelce and Henry is like a parlay. You can get both of those guys around +100. The number has moved a little bit over the past couple of days. Both of them maybe in a parlay, away you go. But the long shot here is Likely, because I do think that they will use him a little bit more, like I said, and especially inside the red zone. Think about how you're going to defend this team inside the red zone with Henry and then Lamar, and then you have Andrews as well as Likely here. So +650 at DraftKings for an anytime touchdown. I have him at 29-1 over at FanDuel to be have the first touchdown of the game. I would put a unit or half a unit on the touchdown. The first four props are all a unit play for me. You can treat that as a buck, $100, or wherever, however you want to, but a full unit on all of those plays. In fact, I would go like 0.125 units on Kelce to get the unit back. 0.15 units on Pacheco over 2.5 catches to get a unit back. Same deal with Flowers and Derrick Henry. I'd put a unit on Isaiah Likely touchdown here at +650, but the conservative play would be half a unit, maybe 0.25 on the first touchdown at 29-1. And how about two touchdowns for Isaiah Likely? Why not at maybe 0.10 units at 95-1? That is over at FanDuel. Boom. It feels good to be back. Week one. Here we go. Ravens and Chiefs. Subscribe on our YouTube page, iTunes, and Spotify. We'll tee up the Friday night football game in Brazil. On Friday, we'll have the live show. We'll have start and sit. We will have picks and props. We will have all kinds of fantasy football talk. Any kind of questions that you guys have, you can always reach out at Chris Meany, meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. Mondays, we will recap. And again, on a Thursday, we will tee up the game. So I feel like I'll do a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show. We'll get into the 5 days per week when the NHL season does get underway. But again, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the FTM Fantasy Show, 1-3 daily with myself and a rotation of Jake Seeley and Dane Martinez. And if you are over on SiriusXM, you can always go back and listen to the episodes on the all-new SiriusXM app to search FTN Fantasy. It feels good to be back. Good luck with your props and your picks. A little bit of rust here, I guess. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.